This is William Hill Racing Radio.
The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Wednesday, October the 26th. I'm Andy Holding, going to take a look at an 8-race card at Dundalk this evening. Usually, of course, we associate Dundalk with Friday, but on the odd occasion, we do get racing in midweek, and tonight is one of those evenings. So let's make the most of it. We've got a decent card for you as well. We've got plenty of maidens and big field handicaps alike to get stuck into. So without further ado, let's deal with the opening race, which is, of course, the 5:30. It's a 7 furlong contest, and it's a very rare bird in Ireland. It is a claimer, so not too many decent horses on show here. Therefore, I just think we need to concentrate on a handful of the horses performing here this evening. Pallavicini Run, of course, is going to be quite a warm order, being the highest rated horse in the race with a mark of 75. And of course, she won two starts back as well at the Curragh on soft ground, beating quite a decent field in the process. The only slight question mark I have, and it is a small one, of course, is that she hasn't really got too much Dundalk to shout about. She's only run here the twice in her life, and she would probably have to improve upon what she's already achieved here to be warranted backing at 10 to 11. So with that in mind, I'm going to put up free running from the John Fean stable. This filly by Ifrage has done very little wrong in its career so far to date with its new connections, of course, previously with Simon Crisford, starting off by winning first time off the shelf at Laytown and then running a really nice race in a tough handicap on the 7th of October behind Kadra and Indrahar, two horses, of course, on the improve from the Mickey Halford stable. And of course, it was a race accident. Mickey had the 1-2-3, so John Fean's charge was certainly up against it on that occasion. A repeat of that form here surely would see free running at the very, very worst, finishing the first three. And we can get 4-1 in places this morning about this four-year-old filly. So each way bet on the first race on free running.
Race two.
On to the second race then, and this could be quite an informative little two-year-old contest. Quite a few horses with a slight question mark about them. One or two with decent form and some not so, but they showed a bit of promise on debut. No more so than De La Vega the other day in quite a hot race on the speed figures at Leopardstown. If that horse comes out of the race with a clean bill of health, I could see that one going well despite the bad draw. And we've got Liberatio as well, who was a bit disappointing last time out down in the Curragh on softest ground, having shaped well at the same track on his debut as well. So that's one definitely to bear in mind from the Mickey Halford stable. And of course, we've got the usual scenario of Aidan O'Brien having a powerful hand in a race of this nature. And of the two that he runs, well, I quite prefer War Secretary, who's obviously going to be ridden by Donica instead of Shami Heffernan, who decides to ride Helmsman. Whether that's significant or not, time will only tell. But I certainly like the run of War Secretary first time out, although only finishing 7th of 11 behind Van der Decken. Of course, it was the race that Churchill made its racecourse debut in as well, so it's quite a hot little maiden. Not particularly served that day by the soft ground. I thought this horse did quite well in the circumstances to finish where he did. Certainly wasn't knocked about. He's obviously had one or two wind issues subsequently, because he wears the tongue tie for the first time, and he's been given plenty of time to recover from those early exertions. So back on a decent surface from a sire that certainly influences very much a dirt pedigree, then War Secretary can leave his first run well behind in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the third race then. And once again, we stumble across the trials and tribulations of Dark Alliance. Such a frustrating animal, this horse. He's got absolutely bundles of talent, but sometimes things just don't go his way, as he proved here last time out with a fast finishing second behind appointment only. Once again, he was slowly away and got himself into a bit of a tangle. But once he was extricated out and got himself into the clear, he fairly rattled home in the classic stages just to go down by a head. Now, the feature of that race was the time figure. It was very, very good for an apprentice handicap containing just 0-75 horses. So I do think that race needs to be upgraded. Dark Alliance on many occasions has often suggested that stepping up in trip to seven furlongs will suit him rather than the five and the six that he tends to encounter nowadays. So I think now he's racing over what a distance that he seems to be settling down quite nicely into. I think 9-2 with William Hill this morning is a decent shout for Mickey Halford's charge. So let's get it stuck into Dark Alliance and give him another go.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, and this again is another intriguing looking 2-year-old contest with quite a few interesting runners in and amongst the collective here. Ice Canyon is bound to be a warm order once again, being as he's got the highest rating in the race with a mark of 90, and he run quite well the other day behind a Holistic Approach from the Jim Bulger stable, but he's becoming a little bit frustrating at the same time, so he's passed over in favour of Pennsylvania, a colt by The Factor, an American pedigree, and of course he ran really well last time out on softish ground, which not necessarily would have suited him, but it's interesting that the Statesman, who's the stable companion to Pennsylvania, went to the Tattersall's Autumn Horses in Training Sale the other day at Newmarket, and he fetched 90,000 guineas, so one or two people were thinking that that horse is definitely value in the market, and this horse beat his stable companion, the Statesman, by 5.5 lengths in quite a good time figure race. So putting two and two together, I think the value of that race is quite good. He should act on tonight's surface, no problem, and he's quite a progressive colt in the making. So the Pennsylvania, who represents Aidan O'Brien's stable here, should run his race and be a major, major factor there in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, and this, funnily enough, is probably one of the most intriguing races of the night. It might just be a workaday 6 furlong handicap, but there are several in here that have already attracted one or two market moves already this morning. None more so than Blue Bullet. Now, this horse hasn't done a great deal so far today. In fact, he's 0-11 on the all-weather surface, and he got lapped the last time that he lined up here, and he only beat one horse out. But it's quite significant that this horse has been backed off the boards overnight and this morning, so I've got a feeling he's obviously going to be, he's been training a good deal better than what he's currently been showing. So do keep an eye on him. But the one I quite like here is Cappadocia from the John Fiend Stable. Now, John's always got to be respected when he runs horses in handicaps at this venue. And even though this horse has yet to win this season on turf, he did run one or two creditable and praiseworthy performances throughout the summer. None more so than that run behind Titanus at Cork on the 2nd of August. Now, Titanus has gone on to be racing in virtually in all the top 0 to 110 handicaps. Indeed, he finished second last time in a very fastly run race here at Dundalk. Back in third was Count of Carabas, who's won a couple of times subsequently. So that form is absolutely rock solid. I've got no doubt in my mind if Cappadocia is capable of running to that level here tonight, then he's obviously going to be there or thereabouts. He also loves this all-weather surface here at Dundalk. If you go back to his last winning victory, it came here on the 13th of May when he beat Decent Field by 4.25 lengths, no less, in a very fast time. So he's just got everything going for him tonight, Cappadocia. I see some firms this morning chalked him up at 6-1. That looked to be an absolute mythical price. It's just impossible to see him not being there or thereabouts. Even at 4-1 now, he still represents an each-way bet in the 7.30s. The strongest bet on the card is Cappadocia in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to race number 6 then, and a very strongly contended race here we have on our hands. But the standout performer for me has got to be this John Murphy trained 3-year-old, very lightly raced, appointment only, who defied its starting price of 25-1 to win with quite considerable amounts of comfort the other day here over this course. Staying on quite strongly in the latter stages, repelled the late challenge of Dark Alliance to be to gain its only career victory so far today, and that was certainly an improved effort on what it's already previously achieved. I think the key to that performance was the step up in trip, and I don't think this horse, given the evidence of what we saw that night, will have any problem staying the extra furlong here tonight. In fact, I think he'll thrive for it, and I don't think he's too badly handicapped. He only went up £3 the other day. Still think he's better than his current mark of 70. So appointment only, nicely drawn right in the middle of the pack to come home strongly again.
Race 7.
got one of the shortest price horses here tonight, deservedly so in my eyes, and that's John Elevens's 65 Roses, albeit this horse has yet to win a race of any description. Certainly suggested last time out that a race of this nature is well within her compass, given the way she stayed on very strongly in the latter stages of that race. The mile journey that day, well, it certainly looked to be far from this horse's ideal conditions, given the way it powered to the line. And stepping up in trip here is surely what it needs tonight to get finally off the mark at the 14th time of asking. Certainly don't think he'll have any problems coping with this kind of field, considering the race it ran the other day, and the time figure of that race at Navan was very, very hot. There doesn't appear to be too many strong contenders here tonight. Maybe Red Dot Dancer, Creeping Ivy, who run quite well here in recent times, have got a little bit of a squeak of sorts. But 65 Roses sets a decent standard and should be very difficult to beat here this evening.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and you'd imagine that New Direction will be a very warm order after he won at the Curry of the Day in quite a good time figure race. The form of that contest has already worked out particularly well, and given that he also ran well on his only start here at Dundalk behind Honor Oak back in this time last year, certainly suggests that New Direction has got every chance of giving Jim Bolger yet another winner. But Shake the Bucket is a horse that not only I love, but many punters in Ireland, indeed the regulars down in Dundalk, do as well. You can set your clock by this fellow, and once again he showed that you leave him alone at your peril, really. Last time out I gave up with him after a poor run the time before, but he bounced back to form and slapped me across the face with a wet fish by winning quite comfortably in the end. So I'm not going to desert him tonight, and at the prices available this morning, 7-1 with William Hill, he does look a smidgen of value. I thought he'd be a good deal shorter than that given his overall profile, so my recommendation here would be to back the old timer Shake the Bucket to roll back the years once again in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We'll be back on Sunday to cover the Irish card on the weekend. So do stay tuned to that particular podcast. It's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.